I really wanted to get these in before Christmas, but this time of the year, you know, transportation, logistics are tough to get everything in on time. So I said, just make sure you get them in before the new year. So better late than never.
Has to be the calendar year.
I have, as I like to do every year now, and sometimes in July, for Christmas in July, when we're trying to kill dry dock during the summer. But as you see here, gentlemen, I have my big sack of Christmas presents.
Yeah. I was wondering what that was.
Yeah, it's my big sack here that I want to give.
I thought it was Lando's belongings.
To you guys.
I thought it was my big sack of nothing. Yeah. Looks very similar.
No, that sack is double this size, my friend. Ooh, that's a good one. That's a good one for next year. Let me write that down. But yes, I have my gifts here that just to let you guys know, the people that I work with, Ham, DJ, Jay, Creighton, Baldy, and everyone else, my guys on the sweet spot, whoever, just a little something to let you know how much you mean to me.
You like to give back.
I do. And I got to tell you, on White Elephant Day, when I was bombarded with gifts, it brought in a different emotion in me that I've never really felt before.
It was like the Grinch's heart growing three sizes.
And I thought, I've got to make sure to really...
Yeah, your ego grew three sizes.
I've really got to make sure to get the boys something special this year.
Excellent.
So I got something for pretty much everybody that we know about. Let's start with, how about the guys that we're filling in for? Some gifts for the Musers. The Musers, Junior, I got Junior a shock collar that he can put on anyone on his crew to keep them from coming in studio unnecessarily during every break. Doesn't matter which crew member. Could be producer. Could be producer. Could be the guy that produces their show.
Baldy's come in here a few times.
Could be Baldy one day.
Actually,
or it could be their producer. Whoever he wants to put it on, it's a good way to keep that guy from coming in studio every single break.
That's a good one for Junior.
Yeah, I think he'll appreciate
it. I like that.
For Gordon Keith, the funny man, this is something he can put on his laptop. It's just a little reminder that constantly intentionally mispronouncing words is not content. At least, Ham, you do it on accident.
Yeah, I'm not trying to.
Ham does it for love of the game.
Right, but you don't have to do it every segment, Gordon. So just look at that whenever you're doing the ODEC or something. For George, you know, George got me a very special gift on White Elephant Day. He got me that kitten, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That I apparently ate just to say I ate pee. So I used that as a opportunity to maybe get George a gift, but I couldn't do that and also go out and try to meet a lady. George kind of inspired me. So instead, I was like, what if maybe I get a girlfriend and I can surprise George with that? So I was told going out to events is a good way to meet people. Mm-hmm. Maybe go to a concert. You can meet a lot of people there. So I said, go to a Bird Dogs concert. I can meet some people there.
Yeah, show off to George.
The problem is I got there and there was no one else there.
Oh. What are you saying?
So, kind of hard to meet people at a concert when no one else is there.
I feel like that one was a little mean-spirited. I'm starting to suspect there's an ulterior motive for some
of these gifts. For the Musers as a whole, this is something that the Musers can share as a whole. For them, I hired Brian Anger.
Okay.
The Cowboys punter to be a part of their show.
Now, why'd you do that?
Well, that way, at least, if they want to continue to punt 640 every day with a replay, they can do it with one of the best punters in the NFL on their crew.
You might as well go coffin corner if you're going to punt.
Get one of the best.
Play field position.
If you're going to punt, get one of the best punters. For Deddy, their producer. I got Deddy the ability to write one halfway funny Norm Hitchkiss nickname during the e-break standings.
Halloween was funny.
And that's the one that killed it.
Oh.
I also got him this, and he can use this for any Muser. Just one time when he chimes in during a show, a Muser will respond. So he could use that whenever. For Baldy.
These are very generous gifts.
Yeah.
I love my guys.
I know you
do. Not going to apologize. Hey, Baldy.
Hey, Monty.
Got you a gift.
No way. I didn't think I would get one this year.
No, I got one special for you. I got something for you. It's a device. This special device will grant you more hosting opportunities. You want that, right?
Okay.
But.
Let me explain. What this device does is it will go into Kat's phone and delete the phone numbers for me, DJ Ringenberg, Matt Birmingham, Travis Mejia, Saad Youssef, Ryan Medine, Bruce Levine, Robert Wolanski, David Moore, Mark Elfenbein, Eli Jordan, Ted Emmerich, Rich Phillips, Norm Hitchkiss, John Fahey, Landry Locker, EA Azad, Mike Ducey, Sam Gannon, and Logan Gourley. It'll also delete Rotten Radio, The Eat Break Buffet, and Just Dead Air.
I think you missed a few names on there. What about Deddy and Lando? Can you add those in there?
Delete their names, too.
Perfect.
How is Fahey getting filling opportunities?
Yeah, I don't know. That's accurate.
So as soon as all those names are gone,
tell me I'll get a call?
It's Baldy time. For Tyler Samsel, the normal musers and morning board op, I got Tyler a piece of audio from any muser show from before he started so that one day he might understand what they're talking about when they ask for him to play something.
No, I'm with Tyler on that one. As far as I'm concerned, the musers really hit their stride in the Samsel
when
era.
When they're looking for something and look to Tyler and he just stares at him blankly? No, this will help him out. Moving on to middays for the great Donovan. You know, this one was a problem because I don't know if you guys ever had that issue where you get a guy something and maybe you go to their house and you notice they never use the gift that you got them.
All the time.
It sucks. You know what I mean? So, like, for Donovan, I got him over the years the cure for overlaughter, one non-generic sports point, a tease that isn't just next here ticket. But all those are just collecting dust.
Just
so why would I get him,
unwrapped.
Why would I get him anything else?
It seems like he doesn't like those, yeah.
Jerk. For Matt McLaren, I got Matt McLaren a producer that he actually likes or even respects a little bit. He probably needs that for his show, right?
I feel like the producers are really taking in the shorts here.
And if that new guy doesn't work out, then I'm going to find him someone who actually wants more Just the Sip segments.
Okay. He loves doing Just the Sip.
Like once a day?
Just somebody who wants it one time. The normal amount of times.
Okay.
I'm also going to go to the Unticket and scrub anything Matt McLaren related that's pre-2023. For their producer, Travis Mejia, I got him an oxygen mask so that he can take a breath during a segment of the Funhouse and let Saad talk for once.
Oh.
Big fan of Saad, big fan of both of them.
Yeah.
I'd love it to be equal.
You must have a hard time being a fan of Saad during the Funhouse, and you can't even hear him. During the Hardline, for Bob, we already kind of talked about this, I got him a decent meal that he can eat between the hours of 7 p.m. and the following 3 p.m. so he doesn't have to eat on air like a damn intern. If he doesn't want that, I would be willing to trade careers with Bob so that he can be the, quote, Reddit darling producer, and I will be the drive time sports radio host making godly money that apparently makes everyone below them feel bad about any compliments they might get.
That's very charitable of you.
Will the same Bob take gift. That? Will Bob take that? Switch,
I mean, I'm offering it to him. He apparently loves getting compliments, so it must be a big deal. For Dave Lane, in the same vein, I got Dave Lane some steel-toed boots.
Okay.
That way he doesn't hurt his feet kicking the ladder down behind him. Because he seems pretty annoyed that anyone below him gets attention.
He could also really step on the throat of Connor Caldwell, too.
That would help, yeah.
Whenever get Connor, him some name tags.
Whenever Connor screws up. For Corby Davidson, for Corby, I got Corby some of the best audio clips from shows like Frasier, Will and Grace, even his favorite, Family Guy.
Okay.
That way, if for whatever reason Gordon can't do the rant revival, they can play other funny audio from 2003 rather than make anything more current.
People like classic audio.
Yeah. Take listen to back. How funny we used to be.
I'll let you frame it that way.
For Lando, afternoon ticker man. I got him. He can pick either a job as a switchboard operator or a cobbler, because those jobs might have more practical use in 2026 than reading sports scores when people can get them on their phone.
So you make shoes.
I think the cobbler is more relevant still
than being a switchboard operator. For my guys on the sweet spot, for Sean, like the Musers, I got Sean his very own podcast. He can call it whatever he wants. Sean the podcast, whatever. On this podcast, he can give us all the throwaway quick sports notes he'd be remiss if he didn't get to. That way we don't have to bail out of fun conversations we're having on the sweet spot. I'm also going to show him, and this is just an easy thing, show him where the open elements are. That way he can just make it himself whenever he wants to send me 10 things to put in there that day.
Okay.
For my friend Mino, my old whip partner.
Your better whip partner.
Yeah. For Mino, I'm going to give Mino for Christmas a tiny bit of effort to make the Picks with Friends recap funny. Also, I'm going to get him a Rubik's Cube. That just gives him something to play with while the big boys are making funny content during Picks with Friends. Moving on here to some of our ticket underlings. For Sod, I can't do anything mean for Sod. He's too nice a guy. He's too nice. You know what? I'm going to get him a plaque. He can hang this plaque in his office at home that reads, co-host of the second best Saturday ticket afternoon show, assuming SMU football is off, now that Cirque du Soleil, Race Week, Ticket Sports Saturday, and Afternoon Delight are all gone.
I mean, people would argue with you on the rankings of some of those shows, but
it's got to mean a lot to him.
Still thoughtful.
For Jay, our current ticker, our current board op, I'm going to give you for Christmas 1 ounce of care to actually fix a problem when something goes wrong rather than going, oh, well. Dang it. Also, I'm going to get you a reminder on your phone every 20 minutes that we still have to play traffic in the next break.
That one would have been helpful like an hour ago.
Yeah, well, better late than never.
I was distracting him earlier.
For Craig Rosengarten, I'm going to hire Craig of the T-Box, a team of private detectives to find out who it is that hits him over the head with a 2x4 before every broadcast. Because I'll be honest with y'all, I think it affects his show and the way he talks.
I'm not really hearing that.
Are you saying it's distracting?
I think when he gets hit by on the head every show, it kind of affects the way he does his show.
He needs a security camera, yeah.
For, let's see, EA Azad, our shadow producer on Sunday mornings, I got EA just a simple padlock. On this padlock, he can put it on his bedroom door. That way he might be able to get one decent night's sleep without the fear of his mom or brother strangling the second favorite son in the middle of the night.
And keep his cousins out, at least.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of his mom, she wanted me to give him this job application to literally anywhere else.
Oh, God.
And for Creighton, your buddy, Creighton, I got you a thank you card that you can give to EA for claiming the crown of the big dumb one on Turn Off Your Mics.
Okay.
Because if that ball was up in the air, he grabbed it quickly.
This has been a good batch of presents this year, Monty. All right, it's 10-12 on the ticket.
Nope. Wait. We got a few more. For you, DJ.
Oh, thank you.
I got you an award, and you earned this thing.
Thank you.
As the first afternoon producer to not add a single thing to the hard line.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that.
For you, my dear Ham, this is for you and Lando. You guys can share it.
Okay.
I just got you guys some cash. Apparently you guys need it because times have got to be tough for the two of you to not offer to pay for pizza one time in 2 years.
Thank you. That means a lot for me.
Okay, you spring it on them every week, though. There's no way they can plan
ahead.
No,
it's a plan every time. I also promise for you only, as a gift, to never let Sean or Mino know the things you say during the sweet spot when either one of them asks you to find audio 10 seconds before a segment starts. I'll keep that a secret till the end of time. I also, this is a bonus, I asked the Musers if we could borrow Brian Anger for our show.
Yes.
Especially on the days where we spend multiple days doing best of the years.
Okay, thank you.
That's a good way. If you're going to punt, get
the
good
best
punter. And two more here. One for Peter Welpton of the Kick Around.
Okay.
I meant to get him something, but I always forget to prepare properly, so he got left off the list. And then for our boss, Catman, Jeff Catlin, the Catman of the Americas, I was going to get him a new guitar, like this really nice custom one.
Yeah, he loves to play guitar.
But I don't know exactly what he likes, like modifications-wise, so I was standing there in the middle of Guitar Center, and is he going to want Mod A? Is he going to want Mod B? I don't really know, so I just abandoned that gift totally.
Okay.
Okay. Well, it's the thought that counts.
It's the thought that counts.
I did think about him.
All right.
Yeah.
Anyway, there are my Christmas gifts for my coworkers for the year 2025.
Hooray!
Yay!
Good fun.
Can you guys give me a voice? Mine's going out, apparently.
Gosh. I think it may take more than that. You may need surgery or something.
I guess.
Not a gift.